This episode is brought to you by Cast 11, Prescott's number one podcast network.
Take 201.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Mike.
Are you ready for our phone call today?
You know I am. We have another great guest lined up.
Can't wait. I love phone calls.
And I love waiting. So let's go.
Perfect.
Nailed it.
Took a minute.
First try.
Thanks for the help.
First try.
Ben.
Mikey. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you.
Yeah, it's
thanks
good
for
to
asking.
See you.
I'm
always
feeling good. Looking good, feeling
every
good.
Every time.
You know, we got our cameras in today to help. Hello to
yeah, welcome to the studio this morning.
See these friends. Sorts of things. Thanks for checking it out. Thanks for watching or listening to the show.
And we're looking extra special today, aren't we, Ben?
Yeah. I've been inspired to put in a little extra work after the holidays and just get shredded.
You look important. Magical.
Magical is a good word. Yeah. You look like yoked, man.
Oh,
like
thanks. You've
been
really
putting in some time, obviously.
Happy New Year. It's that time.
Right. This goes right along with our New Year resolutions, which I think, you know, almost anybody has, well, maybe not the same ones, but the most common one has to be like, this is the year I'm going to get in shape.
And
look at us, man.
We wasted zero time.
No time. In 2 days. Boom.
Yeah.
In shape. Rip.
Torah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're so symmetrical too.
Well, thank you. It takes a lot of work. You know, I didn't want like a 7-pack. I know.
It is strange when you got the extra pack.
Right. And so I make sure to get all my workouts in, you know, symmetrically.
Yeah, exactly. Know. Work one side and the other.
That's usually the case. Maybe both at the same time.
Yeah.
Feeling froggy.
You see the guy, the old blacksmith down at the old blacksmith shop. He's got, you know, just one strong arm.
Yeah.
You know
he's
the guy.
Yoked on one side and just
and then he's like,
this arm doesn't even work.
Barely works.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just enough to pick up like the metal.
It's not a deformity. It's just atrophy. Like,
poor guy. It just hangs by his side. But there is a reason that we're so committed to our
manliness,
physical fitness,
right,
and manliness, masculinity.
And what's that?
Well, I believe it's our guest.
Oh,
he's your guest.
He is. Yeah,
I can't get guests of this quality.
Well, you know, I will be surprised if I do either. But we've got
we're willing to wait.
We can wait. We got time to wait. We, you know, got some things to talk about. We'll figure this out. No
problem.
But today's guest, it's kind of a funny story. I don't know if you remember it or not. Our trip down to, at that time it wasn't Glendale. I think they were doing like Tempe was the big stadium, where the Suns, the old Coliseum down in Phoenix.
Right. Coliseum,
anyway,
for sure.
I think it was WWF at the time.
At the time it was.
We were going down. No, that's all right. Cough button next time, pal. So we go down to my mom bought us some tickets, right?
Because yes, she did.
She was a huge wrestling fan.
Lindsay
didn't
want
to go herself.
So generous and kind.
Yes, that is an understatement for
too.
Sure. Yeah. So she hooks us up. She's like, why don't you boys go down and watch some wrestling? And so, you know, we get down there. And it was, you know, it was kind of a, it was my first time being around that sort of thing, right?
Yeah,
and,
me too.
And our guest is a big dude. And, you know, I hate to always, you know, mention
you gotta
my
compare.
Size.
Yeah,
but,
you gotta
know,
compare, though.
I'm taller than the little fella. And,
I know. He's
not
a
by a lot.
Little rock.
I got him by like an inch, but I weigh more. So he needed someone to spar with to get, you know, ready for his big match against another fatty like myself. And so I'm like, I'll jump in. I'll be your Huckleberry, right? And
yeah,
so
you were in.
Yeah.
He
threw me around like a rag doll. I feel like, you know, it's probably still have some scars from that sort of that incident, but
you still have the lazy eye.
I do. It's obviously done some Dane Bramage, and you know, so I've got some issues from that, but I gained a great friend, you know, and that friend being Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who will be our guest today. He's not gonna sit here with us, unfortunately, but
that's,
you know, when he calls in, he's gonna call in. Talk about his illustrious career. He has had one heck of a career.
Yeah.
And
to start the new year with some somebody of this caliber.
It seemed most appropriate, right?
It's going to be a good year.
I think it's going to be a great year. 2023. Yeah. We've been saying this for a few years now, especially with all the things going on. So it's got to be. It's got to be.
This is the one.
Yeah.
2023.
Yes, indeed.
Well, with guys like The Rock, you know, the future is bright.
It is. It is. I think,
what an inspiration.
Good chance that his the show he's doing now is, you know, clairvoyant in a way. Or we'll probably see him as president.
I know. Isn't that cool?
There's a decent chance.
His new show, Young Rock.
He's got the popularity.
And what it's calling for his presidency someday, 2040?
I believe he is the president in, it's like the 2030 range.
Oh, good. There. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, that's a long way off.
It is, but you know, that, you know, he's
got to get, you know, maybe a little more gray in his hair or something.
Yeah. Well, if nothing else, the job would definitely give him some gray in his hair. That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
I could only imagine.
Well, not for him, man. He'd just dominate.
Man, yeah, he sure does.
The flying elbow. What's his move?
The people's elbow, man.
The people's elbow.
I received a few of those. The people's eyebrow. That's a big one, right? Yeah. No. And he was always like the people's champ. He was one of the most successful professional wrestlers. And I'm glad he's not here because I'd have to like argue, like, is that even a thing? Like, yes, he was, you know, super strong and yoked. But if all that's scripted, like I believe it to be, sorry, gang, then it was all just written. He was, you know, it had less to do with like the match, right? It's not like a boxing match or an MMA match where, you know, you go in and it's pretty well determined who the winner is pretty easily, right?
Yeah.
With wrestling, they can throw any wrinkles they want. And they do keep it suspenseful at least. They do. But it's entertainment. It's all entertainment, right?
Yeah.
So to say he's the best at that is like, I don't know. Doesn't seem like the highest compliment.
Yeah.
I think he
does. But I think what separates them is the fans.
The popularity.
Right. Yes, right? Absolutely. I mean, you become, because these guys try different personas through their career.
They have.
He was, I'm not recalling the name, but he had a couple different personas and names before he was The Rock.
Right.
Right. Just like, I don't know, other guys. I don't know, John Cena.
Yeah. Right. Are you talking about wrestling right now? Yeah. Wrestlers?
Yeah, the wrestlers. Yeah.
Man, there are some good ones.
Yeah, but they go through different personas until they get like they hit on one.
Find the one.
And then, so like, I would say for him, yeah, his fan base was huge at his peak.
Yeah. Yeah. So, he was the man of the people, no doubt. I mean, he was, you know, he had like the Undertaker and, you know, I think of guys even back further like Andre the Giant or, you know, there were some really good
ones. For me, Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan was
I was
guy.
A Hulkamaniac.
Yeah. You didn't you weren't a macho man, Randy Savage guy.
No way. I was Hulk.
Or the dude in the kilt was always a favorite of mine. Yeah. Of course now I've lost that.
I forget, it doesn't
really matter. This is what we do. We get on here and then forget people's names.
And then we forget all their names, but like
radio and TV.
The other guys. I always liked Ultimate Warrior.
He's in The Other Guys.
Who is? Dwayne.
The Rock.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
Dwayne Johnson. He's in the movie. The Other Guys. Yeah. So when you say The Other Guys, it kind of works.
It works because he's right there. Yeah. Right. He's had a heck of a movie career now, but sticking to the wrestling, I mean, we had...
Wrestling, please.
Wrestling, you like... Yeah, well, I know. Hey, there's great wrestlers from...
Wrestling.
Because, of course, that was the peak for me. It was the Hulk years.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We just passed Christmas, and one Christmas I got the Hulkamania. That's why I have these muscles, probably.
I'd say.
Because I got that Hulkamania set. Some 5-pounders, maybe. Jump rope.
Nice.
What else came in that
good
set?
Exercises,
you know, it was like a little exercise set
right.
for us.
Probably a tank top of yellow.
Oh, yeah, the yellow. Think,
maybe,
yeah,
right?
I'm sure.
Fake mustache, hopefully.
Yeah, it was early years. Oh, I mean, okay. This was like, I might have been 7 or 8.
Oh, dang. Then the fake mustache would have been great.
I know. He did have a great stash.
He did. Or maybe still does.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know that he's
Hulk?
Earthside. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Here we go.
Yeah, he's around.
I know our guest is, so that's good.
And that's what's important.
He's crushing things these days. He's one of the highest paid and most successful actors now.
Yeah.
So you think about that. We didn't even get into, and this I always thought was pretty fascinating, He went to the University of Miami, the U, as everyone calls it, yep. at least when they go there. So he went to the U, played behind a, you know, schlub, if you will, just some guy named Warren Sapp.
Oh, yeah.
Who is a Hall of Famer. They won the championship, you know, one of those, you know, 4 years that he was basically
there in the early 2000s. No,
it was before that. It was like 91, dude. Yeah.
I'm a decade off.
No, that's all right.
Right. You're he was wrestling. Guy.
Right.
Yeah.
That was the rowdy teams too. That was like, I believe Michael Irvin and people like that. And they got in some trouble and all that. But Dwayne was like a perennial backup. He was always backing up. So he won a championship, but he was always like the backup. Also ran
favorite.
Right.
Of
yeah.
Phraseologies.
Right. So he went from that, parlayed that into, you know, had some good wrestling coaches. He's part of a wrestling family, I believe, or at least has ties to a famous wrestling family.
Yeah. Samoan family of wrestlers.
And then took that fame and started doing, I mean, his first real movie, if you want to say that I remember him in at least, was the Mummy Returns. And that's because, you know, once again, my ma.
Yeah, Ma.
Lindsay, she loved her some the movie, the Mummy franchise, all of them.
Really?
Oh, that's
real great.
Yeah, yeah. So that's, you know, my first real like introduction to him. But he did some fantastic films for sure.
Well, and that parlayed into the Scorpion King, where he was the lead role. He wasn't the lead in Mummy.
No.
Right, but Scorpion King, he was the lead, and that really broke him into the world of acting.
Not the only time that's happened to him either. I mean, you look at like the Fast and Furious franchise and he's gone, you know, like now there's the Hobbs and Shaw, I believe,
spinoff.
And he comes in, takes over, dominates, full domination. And they're like, okay, he's so good. We're just going to have to make something else out of this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, really you cannot argue how he is entertaining.
I know. And that's not easy.
That is not easy.
I mean, we're entertaining.
We can't pull it off. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant to say.
I mean, we're not. Yeah, we're not nearly as entertaining as this guy. I mean, as a role, like he gets into his roles and he just nails it. Coming from wrestling, we've got our guy, gosh, I can't think of his name, but he's in, you know, here we
that's
go
not
again.
Surprising, right?
Yeah, the forget the name guys. But he's in the Hero movies, and he was a wrestler, Batista.
Oh, Dave. Batista.
Yeah. Dave Batista.
Right.
You know, he's good. I'm giving you credit, Dave.
Yeah.
You are good.
Yeah.
However, you know, it's like a tough transition. And so, you know, as far as lead roles, I don't know that Batista is going to be able to make the lead role.
I mean, I hate to, you know, throw this at him, but he's not as good looking. The Rock's dude.
You're right.
I mean, you know,
he's got that going for him too.
Which
but
is
as far as like The Rock can have a little bit of dynamism to his acting as well.
Sure, it's not just
Batista's pretty singular. In his
right. He's got his lane typecast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is good.
Yeah.
He's
huge and he's
making he's making some successful movies in that typecast.
You know, I actually
saw... These muscles are getting a little itchy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, it's because they're so new, right?
Yeah,
they're
like swole up, you know?
I actually just recently saw... it's a show. It's called C. It's extremely violent. I don't know if anyone...
C?
It's Jason Momoa is like the star of it, but Dave Bautista's in
your
that.
Your doppelganger?
Yes, well...
Jason Momoa.
Some people would say. Not me, but
I'm
you and my wife.
Yeah.
So I'll take it. Thanks.
If your wife's saying it, that works.
Yeah.
So anyway, C.
See, he's you know, he's the bad guy, and
who is
Dave Bautista.
Oh, okay.
And so he's, you know, that's kind of his role is like the big tough bad guy that'll whoop
which
up
is
on
good.
You.
Yeah,
no, he's perfect for that sort of thing.
He was in Dune.
Mm-hmm.
I like that rendition of Dune they did.
Yeah,
recently, and he's like Harkonnen, House Harkonnen. He's the son. Creepy, crazy son.
All right. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, you'll have to check
it out. But we're not here to talk about Dave.
Not Dave.
Not that Dave, anyway.
Dave, yeah. I guess we got off on that track because he did some wrestling. But weird. I'm telling you, the acting skills.
Well, John Cena has done the transition too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's an actor, but he's just not as entertaining. Like, right. I think he does a better job on Wipeout than he does, like, acting in movies. No offense.
Oh, is he in Wipeout?
He's an announcer.
I haven't seen Wipeout. Lovely
enough. Good stuff.
I watched it like a decade ago, pretty consistent.
Well, it's great late night TV if you're ever up at like midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m.
It's hilarious.
The times I am.
Like these poor people, bam.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it goes right along with like fart jokes, you know, like seeing people wipe out.
Seeing people get nailed.
It's pretty funny. I hope they're okay, but thank you for letting me laugh at
that. They agree
you know?
To go and do right, that. Right, I would. Yeah. I would.
I would.
Would you?
No, yeah. Let's go.
We should sign up. I didn't know it was still going. I'm in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, wipe who knows?
That's better than American Ninja Warrior. I always wanted to be a Ninja Warrior, but
yeah,
you have to really work hard. I mean,
you have been.
You can't be swole like this.
That's true.
You know, you have to be sinewy, real
sinewy?
Skinny.
Yeah, I don't think sinewy is the right one. That's
no.
Like, it has to do with your insides. And
oh, yeah, sinew. Yeah. Well, it's like skinny. Skinny. Yeah, you have to be pretty thin.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Which, anyway.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm all upper body these days.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you skip leg day every time you walk around. You can't see on the cameras, but it's just chicken legs. I love that and appreciate it.
That's why I love this table today.
Yeah, it helps to hide the chicken legs. Yeah. My legs match. I have six packs on my legs, too. That's great.
Yeah, you're wearing those short shorts just tight around your thighs.
Yeah, tighter the better.
And then just tight. Just we'll tight. Leave it at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm glad to be having Dwayne. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for him.
Yeah, yeah. Me too, for sure.
He's a heck of a guy. You know, it's funny about those wrestlers, and we got talking about this earlier. They have to wrestle in their underwear.
You're right.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of part of the deal. But they're... It's a nice set of, you know.
Undies.
Yeah. I would say. I mean, I would wear them, but I don't know where you find them. But there's got to be like a wrestling underwear shop.
Yeah. I would imagine that there are all kinds of wrestling gears you can find.
For gear. But like if you're in high school wrestling, you're wearing the.
Right. That's more of like a
two-strapper.
Onesie thing.
It is.
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, did you see that thing under there?
What thing?
You screwed that up. You were supposed to say underwear. It's all good.
Underwear. Then underwear.
Oh, got you.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't get you.
Man, you didn't. Yeah. You missed. I missed, really.
Well, that's
that was an
swing
easy
miss,
setup.
You know,
yeah. Under right, there. Yeah. I was like, why is he asking this? Underwear.
I shouldn't have pointed. I just should have. Like,
did you see that thing?
That
underwear. Because then I'm like, what, Wilson's sweet Converse? Those are great.
They are sweet. They are. Yeah. Anyway. So what's your favorite part about underwear?
I like the front.
Yeah, the front's good. I prefer the back.
Yeah. You do?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what good is the back?
I mean.
The front has a convenient.
Flap. Exit. Thing. Yeah. No, the back seems to like, you know, really hold everything in nicely.
Hold your tight buns
from
all this working out.
Right. The tight buns are accentuated.
Yeah. I guess that's good.
I just felt like I needed a side. And since you took front, I had to go back. You already took the good side.
Darn, yeah. Exactly. No, I like that. I like underwear for the most part.
You like underwear for Christmas. That's that's a gift you hope to receive.
Always. I like to rotate. I mean, I'm not one to keep like holy underwear.
Now, are we talking like blessed?
Blessed. Yeah.
That's what I like to call
like
the holy
blessed,
underwear.
Yeah,
it's blessed, you know, it's holy.
Yeah. No, holy with the holes in it.
Right.
But I might think about, having my underwear blessed.
I mean,
right?
Yeah, it can't be bad.
That's where it all starts. It
can't hurt.
That's where I start getting dressed.
Yeah.
It's
the first thing.
The underwear. Yeah.
Yeah. I comb my hair first. I mean, look at this bad boy.
I know. It's looking so good.
Man,
tell me about
it. I
need looks
to shout
like you just
it
got
out,
it shaped
no
out.
Doubt. I did. I got it. What do you call it? Lined up?
Lined
shaped up?
You
shaped
got it up? Lined up?
Yeah, I got it hooked up. That's for sure. Well, my wife says this is her favorite rendition of my mullet.
Really?
I got to say. So that is a good
show
sign
us
in
the
itself.
Sides.
Well, right. The side is important.
Okay,
It comes down and back, and it's, you know, this is a pretty good one. I can get some good flicking going on, some good hair whipping if I want to. And the top is just it's just buttery. This is coming up on that buttery buttery mullet that we've been looking for. That golden, that whoa moment that I've been looking for this whole time. But really so I got to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah, who's that?
Out here in Prescott Valley, Saucy Cuts.
Saucy Cuts.
Hilda hooked it up. The owner, I believe, or the main gal's Hilda. Jen. Oh. And I had an appointment with her, but she was sick, like everybody has been in this, you know, area for seemingly months now.
Yeah.
Not everybody, but you know what I'm saying. Right. So Hilda took it over, and Hilda crushed. She nice. Did a great job. She, you know, she got the beard lined up all nice, hit it with a straight razor, had, you know, came out of there smelling good, feeling good, looking good.
Yeah, I mean,
to each their own. All of the it's above. All in the eye of the beholder, right? So
hey, you got
to
be
maybe,
confident.
Maybe I didn't look good to everyone, but to me.
No, it's flowing.
I didn't look very good, but to my wife. I looked real good, so that's nice. My kids love the mullet. I told them I was getting a haircut. They're like, please keep the mullet.
Keep the mullet.
All right.
I know.
I like that.
Well, you better get a video when you do. I mean, if you ever do remove the tail.
I feel like I'm locked into it for at least a year, right? Oh, I got to give it a full year of.
No, it's healthy.
You know, yeah. Putting it on display.
Yeah. I mean, my haircuts are way less exciting. I had one recently too. Yeah,
but you look good all the time, Mike. Well, you're always thanks. Respectable.
I mean, I just keep it. It's like, you know, black and white. We were talking about, my childhood, black and white. You were living in color, living color.
Right. A lot of gray areas too. Yeah.
Yeah. Some gray. That's true. Yeah. It was just black and white. But no, I did like that this time, as I age, my eyebrows are starting to get out of control. And he hit them.
Did he? So Hilda apologized for doing mine, and if she had asked, I would have said to leave them. I want the bushy old man eyebrow, because I mean it comes with age. You got to earn those, right?
I know. Figure I'm not going to unleash them until they're truly
okay.
The
you're going to let the ear hair sprout with them too, right?
Yeah, get some there's a few of those.
Going.
I know
it leaves here you're and just goes to the worst places. Right?
20 years from now, I'll be into that, but right now it's just a few that are. Shooting out and
a few rogue eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think once you start trimming there, and maybe this is a myth, but I feel like it's gotten worse since, you know, the barbers have been trimming the eyebrows.
That's possible.
So it's fine. Okay. So now I have like some flyaways, but I was glad to have it. But it was a little scary in the moment because he didn't ask. Like, speaking of ask, and, you know, I'm wearing my glasses when I go in. So I can't see myself in the mirror. I'm, you know, not blind, but
basically
not visually skilled. And so he just does it. And to me, it looks like he just like took my eyebrows off.
Oh, man.
Gone.
Yeah. That'd be a sight.
But you know who has great eyebrows? Forget about me and my eyebrows. It's the Rock, because he does the thing.
The people's eyebrow.
The people.
Really gets that thing up there. I don't know. He's like got a string on that I know. Bad boy. Yeah. Just tugging on it. Yeah. He does have a heck of an eyebrow.
Yeah. He's
among other things. I mean,
well, he's just got the look.
Yoked.
He's just, he's
yoked. Been yoked forever.
Apparently gets up at 4 a.m. and works out.
Dang. Yeah. That's dedication, Holmes. I mean, I know. He's earned
it. But he's been looking this good for a long, long time, right? You see his college football pictures. He was pretty thin.
I mean
he had
tiny,
broad shoulders,
right?
But he was not.
He definitely had to like.
He looks like a different guy.
Yeah. Okay. But I don't think. Are you throwing out some Joe Rogan accusations right now?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
No.
That's good.
No, I think he's worked his tail off.
Right.
He's earned it.
Yeah.
Even if I mean, I think we're talking about the human growth hormone, right? The steroids. I don't think he's using them. Even if you are, let's say. I mean, devil's advocate here. People who are using those things, they're still putting in work.
Yeah, no doubt.
To make them effective.
Right.
You can't just take them and suddenly be muscular.
Right. That's always been my argument. I think I've said it before with Barry Bonds. Yeah, like Barry Bonds. Said that, like, you know, he's on steroids and so he's a cheater. And it's like, well, you still got to hit a round ball with a round bat. And that's hard to do. So, you know, good
and
on
you
him.
You still
got
to go to the gym and just like.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't just like naturally give you this sweet body like it did. These are steroids, obviously.
Well, yeah. No, yeah, I kind of know.
But, But no, The Rock eats like
juicing.
Says between 6,000 and 8,000 calories a day, and I think at times he's gone over 10,000.
Wow!
I mean, dude,
I could do that. Can you do that?
I know you could do it. And honestly, yes, I could do it. Because if you look at where calories come from, especially, but here's, that's the craziest part about it.
I could do 2,000 in breakfast alone.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, if we're talking about like really eating like, you know, swanky stuff or whatever, or super sweet or whatever, but he's like, you know, everything's pretty well lean. And I mean, he's got it dialed in to where, you know, his fat's coming from his eggs or his salmon or whatever it might be, or, you know, he's getting his protein from his chickens and whatever. But he eats a lot.
He's getting his macros.
And you know what? If you're going to eat a lot and you work out like that, dude, good on you. That's you get to enjoy food. He probably has some amazing meals, obviously.
Right.
And then goes and works it off. So it's like, who cares?
Who's his chef? I know his body double. I saw that his stunt double. Yeah, well, that's how I thought you knew him. Those days you were stunt doubling.
That would make sense.
Back in the day.
Because I was always been so young.
No, this was like...
That wasn't our phone.
That was not my...
That's not...
That was my brain.
The rock
I thought
calling.
That was inside my head. Bling.
Ding dong.
No, his cousin. His cousin was his stunt double.
Oh, really?
Maybe still is.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Big dude.
Just... Smoking dude.
Yeah,
similar,
dude.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. How about that? That's pretty cool.
Not a bad gig
Bring
at all.
Bring
the cousin in.
Psh, yeah. Keep it...
in the family.
Right.
Well, that's how he got his start in wrestling was his dad. Right. Huh.
That makes sense.
I mean,
sense.
His dad was, a pro wrestler.
Right.
And The Rock didn't have a lot of success in his football career after college, right? We were talking about that a moment ago.
Yeah.
But tried to play for the Canadian League.
Eh?
He probably had that down in the people's eyebrow, but wasn't much of a
footballer.
Yeah. He couldn't make it happen.
All
so
right.
to get to the NFL. So. Ends up, you know, asking his dad if he can train him.
Yeah.
You know, teach him the art of wrestling, which it is an art, even if it is performance. I mean, those guys go hard.
They do.
They're flying, jumping.
That's not
twisting.
Fake blood for the most part. Like, if they get bloodied up, it's real. And, you know, I'm sure that there's some serious injuries that happen. And, I mean, Bret Hart, I think it was.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah, it felt like 60 feet.
Yeah, that didn't turn out well.
No.
Obviously inherent dangers just in stuff like that, the stunts, and they have these huge cages and crazy things. So, you know, if I were good on him for getting out of that industry, because it's like the wear and tear of doing movies has got to be far less.
I would think so.
And not to mention, like, when you think of some of his movies, he's done, you know, a lot of it's action, but he's kind of gotten more into some comedy stuff, you know, lately.
Great comedy.
Really good.
Well, I mean, back to the other guys, he and Samuel L. Jackson were hilarious in that.
They were, in their short time
in
the movie.
And speaking of, like, doing stunts, maybe that's where they came up with the idea of jumping off of a building in the opening. They didn't survive. But so many of our guests have been in that film. Right, Wahlberg, Michael Keaton,
Will Ferrell,
last week.
Boom.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was he was the other guy, one of the other guys, Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
And then who was his wife?
Oh,
that was hilarious.
Yeah. Eva Mendes.
Yeah. That was such a great combo.
Yes.
He's like giving her a hard time the whole time.
And she's just loving him up.
Yeah.
She's
little Twinkie.
Yeah. She loves him more than than anything.
I know. But we'll have to have Samuel. I mean, that movie will be like the epicenter of our show.
Boom. All right. We
got to have Samuel L. Jackson and Eva.
Yeah.
She probably has a connection to
Let's
the 90s.
Let's get her in the studio.
Right.
Sorry, honey.
Exactly. Yeah. Because she's a great actress.
She's an awesome actress.
Yeah, very good. Yep. And, I guess Samuel will. Oh, we got to have him. He was in Pulp Fiction. He's, 90s superstar.
There it is. Have you got to your, I lose track of these things.
Maybe, I know.
You already have done it with the 90s references that we've already had.
No, I haven't.
But I feel like at some point, I'm just trying to remind you. You don't have to do it right now.
No, I know.
But it would be a shame
it'll come up.
To have this not happen.
Yeah,
so
it's happened in every episode.
It sure has.
Because it's my decade.
It is.
The 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 20th century.
Yeah.
At the tail end of the 20th century, we went out with a bang.
Yeah.
Look at all the talent that came out of that.
I mean.
Era.
Yeah.
Right?
Something.
Dwayne The Rock?
Sure. He was, he was doing some wrestling in those days.
Some wrestling, but now what's he doing?
Oh, he's crushing it.
I know, but you told me earlier He's got a rap song.
I didn't even think about that. You're right. So my kids love his song. He's got a song with my guy Tech N9ne and King Iso and Joey Cool. All guys you're very familiar with, obviously. Yeah.
My crew.
Yeah, your crew.
Yeah.
And it's called Face Off.
The name of the group?
No, it's the name of the song. Technically, I guess it would be under Tech N9ne. It would be a Tech N9ne song. But I mean, if you search...
Is it a country music song?
It is. It is.
Did
not.
They play it on the...
You won't be finding it on the country channels. You won't be finding it on the Christmas channel. Kids. There's a...
Calf Country.
I got to play the edited version for my kids, but my kids love Face Off, the song Face Off.
All right.
I think my wife's favorite movie is Face Off, and they reference the movie in the song. So boom. Coming full circle.
Oh, interesting. Face on.
I don't know if that's her actual favorite, but.
So this Tech N9ne.
Uh-huh.
Is he new to the game? Or?
Heck no, dude. He's been around for a minute. He's like 50 plus year old dude.
Oh, then maybe I know him.
He's co-owner of his label, Strange Music.
Okay.
Did
he do music in the 90s?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, then he's
got a lot of names, different songs.
Then I probably know him.
I mean, he's not mainstream. He's kind of an underground guy. He's gotten a little more fame, probably more recently, being in his 50s than he did earlier on. But he goes real hard. He goes fast.
Does he?
He's a worldwide chopper. But we're not here to talk about. Although we are kind of talking about that because it's The Rock, and The Rock's verse is pretty great.
Let's hear
it. And so, I mean, I don't think I can spit it for you, if you will. At the very end of it, every time I play it in the car. My daughter will say the Rock's like last line or the last lines. He's like, "Thank you, Tech N9ne. Thank you, Taramana. That's a wrap. One take and whatever." And he like slugs some tequila.
Nice.
Like
in the first try.
Yeah, that's first right. try. Yeah. But she'll say that like every time. She loves that part.
Nice.
For whatever reason. So yeah. So now we can add musician.
Is he pretty good? Is he pretty good at spitting?
Yeah, I think so. And you know what? This is going to segue into. I'm going to say my favorite Rock movie, which he sings in that, and I would have never known. I don't know. So I guess I could categorize it as certain ways, but I'm going to say my favorite Rock movie with Dwayne Johnson is Moana.
Oh,
it is call. So good.
That is a good one.
And he sings a lot in that.
Is that his voice?
Yeah, heck yeah.
I mean, welcome. It seems like it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
it's so good. He plays Maui.
Yeah, he plays Maui in Moana. And it's like one of the best characters ever that's created true. By, I don't know if that's Disney or not.
Gosh,
but
I don't even
is.
Think about.
And so, right, you wouldn't think about
versions
right,
of these,
the voice acting in that. Actors. But they, you know, even the character in that is like almost rock-like and how huge he is. He's a demigod, but still he's like, you know, he's got all the tats and he's got the long, he's got long hair, which makes it different. But, you know, he's Polynesian, some sort of, somewhere from
Pacific Islander.
Pacific Island, right? And so the similarities were like too perfect for them to probably ever pass up. So,
that's so great.
I gotta say, Moana is probably my top. I mean, I love plenty of his stuff,
right?
But dude, I think that's my one, my number one.
Yeah,
which is weird.
So not Baywatch, huh?
Baywatch? I haven't seen Baywatch. Sorry to Dwayne. Sorry, buddy.
Dwayne, that's all right.
Looking at some of these, he's, my kids love Jumanji.
Yeah.
My kids love Bulls. Free Guy, which I probably shouldn't let them watch, but it is really funny.
Yeah.
Both Jumanjis. And then the Jungle Cruise, which, that is a Disney flick, right? And
right.
I absolutely think that, that's like one of those movies that if you go to Disneyland, they're going to end up making like a ride about it,
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I would guess.
Like that would be a good idea.
I think it'd be a good
idea. You should call Walt.
Walt?
Yeah, he Walt gone. Disney.
Yeah.
He gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the funny thing is Walt had that idea.
Oh. Did he? Did he
60 years ago or whenever that was.
Right.
Yeah, because there is actually a ride, the Jungle Cruise.
Really?
Ben.
Based on the movie?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The movie's based on the ride.
Oh.
Right? Like they've been doing with all the other.
Huh.
Right.
Has it been there a while?
Pirates of the Caribbean,
has it been there a while?
It's been a long time.
Really?
Yeah, probably 60 years.
60?
Yeah, yeah.
Since that ride's been there.
You said, yeah.
Oh, well then.
You told me you've been there to Disneyland, but it was probably 30 years ago.
It's been a hot minute.
Okay. No doubt. So you don't, obviously, it wasn't memorable, but it's the one where you go around in the boat and. Little animals kind of come out of the water, or you they're in the trees, and the guys are making jokes the whole time.
So I had this backwards.
Yeah, you did.
They made the movie about a ride at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Yeah, rats. All right. Well, hey, at least I was.
There should be a Moana. You know, they keep threatening to switch Splash Mountain. Why don't Splash Mountain could become Moana ride?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
And Moana was, she was great, but like Maui was, he stole the show.
Yeah.
Oh, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know. Larger than life character, yeah. Like The Rock is in real life.
Hey Hey was pretty great too. The chicken that couldn't figure out how to eat. Like little, like,
with his wonky eyes. Yeah.
Chicken.
That's
yeah.
Hey Hey?
Hey Hey. Yeah.
Man, I haven't seen it for a little while.
I haven't either. I just love it, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Anywho.
Yeah.
No, what's your favorite?
Oh, Dwayne, I would put Rock. Jumanji's up there. That was fun. I mean, G.I. Joe, it's from my youth, from, well, right. The 80s.
Yeah. But they were still popular.
Still in the 90s. 90s,
I got to think, yeah.
And as the greatest decade, I got to throw it out there. Shout out to the 90s.
There it is.
I mean, that's what brings us here, really, Ben.
It's the highlight 90s. Of my every episode. Yeah,
right? It's our decade that we share.
Yeah.
So much cultural memories. Many cultural memories.
Cultural.
Yeah.
Prescott
culture. I know. Were we cultured here in Prescott, Central Highlands of Arizona? Probably not. I mean, just through our television tubes.
Right.
And our CD players.
Yes.
Right?
Which aren't even a thing anymore.
You had quite a collection
really.
Of CDs.
Yeah.
I tried to
quite
keep
a few.
Up.
They gone, I think, now mostly. I mean, Fire ate up a bunch of those. But I still, I have boxes. I swear I have a box that's just, like, full of CDs.
Yeah.
And now, my wife's car doesn't even have a CD player in anymore.
No.
I can still rock it in my truck. But, dude, I'm going to have to go aftermarket from here on out. She's got, like, a newer ride, so.
You know what you should do is get her a little Walkman.
Oh, she
what would, it, yeah. You know, so.
She doesn't like my music, so that's not good. She doesn't even have the CDs.
You plugged it in. Before we had CD players in the car, we had
the tape that would plug into your CD player, the Discman, because it wasn't a Walkman, it was a Discman at that point. You take the Discman, plug that in, and then throw your tape into the tape player, the cassette tape.
Somehow it magically played the music.
It was magic. Man. Yeah. Yeah. Man, how about that?
I know.
Early science.
Early science for a minute in my car because I was pretty janky.
Mm-hmm.
The CD player broke. No, in the Gallant.
Oh, wait. Okay. Yeah.
I think it was the Gallant.
I remember the Gallant.
And so I just put batteries in my boombox.
Heck yeah. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I know.
That's classy, if you ask
me. Sony, thanks.
And it's, you know, practical.
It really
was.
Like,
I didn't have a solution. Now I do.
Right.
You know?
I could have just gotten the CD player fixed, right? But kind of like
money,
my
man.
Brother used to make fun of me back then because I would drive him around. He was a couple years younger than me. He would watch me. Now, back then, it was like 99 cents per gallon.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd put in like $2 or $3.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you figure if that Gallant could get 25 miles a gallon, that's 75 miles.
Yeah,
that's a lot of
you're
driving.
You're good, right?
You know? So
right.
I could get away with $3.
Yeah.
The other two could buy me grandma's cookie and maybe a grape
slushy
soda.
Something. Grape soda, yeah.
Love some grape
sounds
soda.
Good. Yeah.
I was healthy. Uh-oh, my muscles are sticking out.
My muscles are showing. My muscles. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. We are really killing it. You know, looking good to start the new year.
Shredded.
Yeah.
Shredded.
You always look good from head to toe. Like you said, you start with your hair.
Right.
At what point do you put on your underwear?
Wow. That's getting real personal.
Yeah, I know. We're getting back to that.
Usually right after my pants.
See, that's what I was worried about, man. You've got it all wrong. That's why it takes you so long to get ready.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's
perpetually late.
Right, I am notoriously and perpetually late.
I know. Well, so am I. I think it's our
Aquarius.
Aquarius. Yeah,
I think that might be a little bit of the aloofness.
The sign.
Right. Yeah. We'll take. I'll let that be what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But you know.
Yeah. Well.
The reality is we just have no regard for other people's time. And
I know.
So
that's the thing.
That's probably what
it's
it is.
Thievery. Yeah. It's time theft.
Yeah.
Time theft.
My bad. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Sorry.
We were home alone.
That's affected exactly. Over the entire life.
Yeah. I know. You better keep, you're going to have to repent of all those sins.
Okay. I'll get right on that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but Ben, I'm wishing we heard from our guy.
Yeah, I do too. I'd like to hear from him, of course. I expected fully to
The Rock.
The Rock. I, you know, he goes by that. He calls himself Rock in the song. So
does he?
Yeah.
So that, well, it's his so brand.
It is. And you know, he's Dwayne Johnson, but like he's also The Rock. And I feel like if you said like, hey, Rock, he'd probably respond.
Yeah.
I would assume. Or, if you know, maybe he prefers to be Dwayne. But yeah.
Or Mr. Johnson.
Dwayne's a good name too. Because you know, you can be like Dwayne or
Dwayne, yeah.
Dwayne or Dwayne.
I know.
I don't know.
I like the spelling like D-U-A-N-E.
There is another D-U-A-N-E Johnson, Dwayne Johnson. Okay. It's, in fact, if you go to do some research on Dwayne, it'll say not to be confused with Dwayne.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where we research each and every episode we have.
Yeah, in my hours of research, it did show that.
Many hours.
It did.
Yeah, we want to be ready for our guests.
Right.
So, The Rock, we love The Rock,
mm-hmm.
but we also love our little hometown here.
We do.
What's coming in 2023 for you and the family?
Boy, that's a good Anything question. Good? We're, you know, school. Like we said, it's got to be the year, right? This is the year. It's got to be the year, but it's like with everything else, it's the year if we make it the year, right?
Right.
So we've, you know, started a new venture with the podcast, Cast 11 guys and gang, and that's been cool. I'd like to see that grow this year. I'd like to see, you know,
Absolutely.
My family, like my kids have shown me some real, like, you know, just growth as far as their development goes. Is I don't want them to get too big too quick, but they got some things that I'd like to see them shore up this year, that's for sure.
let's tighten
it up a little bit around the house. Yeah. And you know, my wife's perfect, so I don't worry about that.
Absolutely.
She's a wonderful woman, and I'm lucky to have her. And you know, I feel like this year's got a lot to offer, that's going to be coming up. But it's kind of like, man, it can go a lot of ways. It could, you know,
yeah.
I'm hoping for the really good options,
the very best. Right, yeah.
How about you, Mike? You got some big 2023 plans, resolutions, whatever it might be.
You know, keep working hard, making things happen.
Nice.
Don't. You know, don't rest. Live like Dwayne The Rock would.
Yeah.
Know? Get up at 4 a.m.
Start working. Start pumping.
No, that's just not me.
Yeah.
That's not me. That's probably
that's the problem
change.
With New Year's resolutions. We set these things and we're like, yeah, no, why would anybody do that? You know? But.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, no, I know.
Please continue.
No, please.
No, please.
Yeah. No, seriously. Seriously. Ben,
you go.
No, it's been, a good few years. Looking forward to more. Great things happening in 2023. I mean, there's a lot to be thankful for. 2022, it was a good year.
Yeah.
You and I started this, like you said, that's been fun.
Right.
And we've got, I don't know, lots of opportunity. The boys are, you know, just crushing it. So I'm proud of them.
That's nice.
Yeah. And, yeah.
And your Prescott, wife's perfect Arizona. Too, obviously.
And my wife's perfect. Yeah.
She's the real rock of the family, right?
Yeah,
she holds everything down.
Oh, yeah.
Makes it come together. So
yeah,
you're lucky.
She is awesome.
Yeah.
And really puts me to shame.
She puts the work in, right?
Yeah.
So that's
she's
like,
the
you're
fiber,
like,
yeah.
Hey, as long as, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's probably true for most situations, you know?
Right.
Like, he does the majority of the work. I just.
Yeah,
reap the benefits, you know.
I'm the chief acquisition specialist.
Nice,
I decided that's my recent role.
Dang, that's sweet.
With mortgage interest rates being a little high right now, I'm the acquisition specialist. So I do a lot of shopping.
Hey,
I'm really good at it.
You
know, like Craigslist, I like looking for a deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like yard work. Found
like you're doing well, some yard it, work.
No, or? Not other okay. people's yard work.
You're getting some yard work.
No, my own.
You.
Yeah, because my yard has a lot of overgrown plant matter.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I'm cleaning that up. Craigslist. I found a great lawnmower, great chipper. You know,
are these humans chipping, or like the machines?
Yeah, the machines.
Okay,
yeah,
nice.
I know the lawnmower, electric lawnmower,
yeah,
quiet.
Nice. That's
cruise
handy.
With that thing.
Yeah.
For the lawn, and then I got the leaf blower with a backpack leaf blower.
Gas powered?
Have you used one of these?
Is it gas?
Gas, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, good so times. Fun.
Right.
Well, a buddy, I borrowed one, and I fell in love.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
So where do you blow those leaves? On your neighbor's property?
Yeah. Heck yeah. Or onto the street.
Get on out of here.
I mean, the city's paying for...
That's true. They'll sweep it up.
Street sweeping.
Yeah. They don't do that in my parts.
No, I try and act like the landscapers, the proper landscapers,
ooh,
blow
nice.
It onto a tarp.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you got to be pretty accurate with that. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. It takes me way longer.
I can see that.
Than landscaping.
That's all right. It's fun. Get you out
the
of the
landscaper,
house.
It's like $200 every time they show up. Worth it.
Tell me about it.
Without a doubt. $250, $3.
Right.
They want some, you know, cheese, but I figured, well, okay, for that much money, I can buy this sweet leaf blower.
Exactly. And just do it your dang self while you're uh-huh. not acquiring things.
Exactly. Yeah. In between acquiring yeah. new things.
I mean, hey, man, I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Very
oh, and I have
you.
A trailer, so I can like do dump runs too.
Oh, psh, nice. Yeah. I might need to borrow that thing here.
Anytime.
Soon. I used to have a bunch. They all got hijacked.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm quite the budgie, so I'm real proud of you for that.
Thanks. Right.
I just home yesterday economics. Actually changed my brakes on my truck.
Oh, yes, you did.
I did.
Man, I'm always admiring you for these home projects.
It really just comes down to me not wanting to spend the money to have someone else do it. And when it comes to like brakes and oil changes, honestly, man, let me know the next time you need one. I'll show you how it's done. Although
oil, yeah.
Oil, yeah, that's cake. And the brakes are super simple too, unless you know, leave a little air in the lines like I might have done yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I had some exciting
moments
on my way here today. That's for sure. But then when you go to hit the brakes and it goes all the way to the floor, it's like, oh no, yeah. Not this.
Yeah. What do you do? Like,
no, gear down e-brake. The first no. Just, you know, it's just as the saying goes, man, pump the brakes. Just pump them.
Pump the brakes.
And it fires right up and it's good. But I didn't quite bleed them properly. But, you know, it's fine.
Is it fine? It's fine. All of us.
Yeah. Don't worry about
road
it. Just
travelers.
get a good lead on me when we leave here. And I probably won't hit you.
Do not pull
in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm not a fast pumper. Okay. I got, you know, slow pumps.
Yeah. Long legs.
Yeah. Long legs.
Long legs takes you twice as long.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you did that.
Thanks.
You're gonna have to show me all these.
Yeah, that one's pretty
now simple. That I'm, you know. Yeah.
Not acquiring things.
Working from home.
Right.
With the leaf blower.
Yeah.
I might as well do my own oil change.
All right, cool. I'll be your I'll be
there.
Your teacher. My dad taught me.
Oh good. Yeah.
You know, not trying to be your daddy, but
No. But that's I need the help with these hands-on projects.
Yes. Those are the most fun to me anyway.
We'll have the boys there too, so they can
They need to learn these things.
They need to learn these things.
Yeah. Big Joe's going to be driving soon. He needs to.
Yeah, less than
you
a
said,
year.
He wants a beater. He wants to fix it up himself.
Exactly.
So he's going to learn all these things anyway, you know? So perfect.
Yeah. It's a dream. I don't know that I want him.
In a beater? Yeah.
Yeah, in a beater.
I get it.
No, we'll see about that.
I know. Tough decision there. It's like.
I know.
Double-edged
sword.
Because
the beater, it would be me who would have to fix it.
Right. And
maybe
they tend
somehow,
to need
hopefully.
More, you know, things fixed.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so that's probably not going to work. But
get him some under warranty. Be great.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's more my speed. Yeah. Well, Ben, Dwayne The Rock.
Does his own brakes, I bet.
A fantastic guy.
Uh-huh.
He does his own brakes.
Yeah, probably.
But I think, you know, we're gonna have to put the people's elbow on this episode.
Yeah, shucks.
I know. But you know, what a guy. So glad to talk, you know, about him.
Right. Yeah.
Not if to not to him.
Right. And if we talked about him to him, then we might have a problem. So this is, you know, this is good. But,
Mr. Johnson.
But he's a good dude, right? I mean, I even though he didn't call, he's still a tremendous dude, even if he did call. But he seems like the type of guy that, you know, from experience, obviously, I know that I love hanging out with, but it seems like the type of guy you would like to hang out with.
Absolutely.
But I probably won't give you that opportunity.
Well,
because he's big.
Admirable.
He likes to hang out with other big guys, you know?
Yeah.
And like you're swole now, but
you're still just
a little fella.
I know. Just a wee. Yeah. Like in that video last week, you made me look pretty small.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Next time I'm getting on a step stool.
There you go. We need to bring that in. That'll be fine with me. My feelings
will
be hurt.
Sweater vest. That didn't help it either.
That makes people smaller. Look smaller. Probably.
Less masculine.
Yeah.
But hey, you got to play the role, right?
And you do it well, man.
Thank you.
You do it well.
Thank you. what, the less masculine role? Thanks, Ben. You're welcome. 42 years of it. I've figured it out by now.
You notice they set the microphone heights up in here today. One's a little higher than the other. Yeah. Just saying. No, they knew where I was sitting.
Like, bend it down. I didn't actually notice that, but thanks for
happy to point it
reminding
out.
Yeah. me as I walk out. Feeling shame.
Yeah, well, don't feel shame about your size. You can't do anything about it besides keep pumping iron.
Yeah,
bump you up.
Keep pumping out iron. Well, that's, you know, it's helpful for us little guys to have big friends like you. I'm sure I would be friends with Dwayne The Rock.
Absolutely.
It's like, so then my mouth can be talking a little, you know, not the bad word.
I'm wondering where you're going here. Yeah, I'm ready for this.
You know,
this.
I can be a little bit of a smart ass.
Oh, that's true.
Right?
That's true.
Because I got the big guy standing next to me.
Right. Yeah.
It's classic. Age-old move.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Say something. Do a poke.
Yeah, poke it.
Run behind the big guy.
Like, what you going
to
do?
You talk to him. Right?
Yeah, talk to Big Ben over here.
Except for I'd just move out of the way, probably. Not a big fighter.
I never
more
really
of a lover there, Mike. Yeah, yeah, I know.
You don't even need to fight. People don't want to fight you.
It has happened. It's always the little
people
ones
don't want to fight Dwayne The Rock either.
No, I wouldn't. I sure don't.
Dwayne, we appreciate you.
Absolutely, man.
Thanks for your contribution to culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Since the 90s. Since the great decade.
Since, yes. Hopefully forever. Okay, I hope he's an old man that's just yoked and doing movies.
I know.
And, you know, making us laugh and enjoy.
I expect he will.
Yeah.
He's got no quit in him.
No, he sure don't.
Neither do you, Ben.
Yeah. It's quitting time.
Let's quit.
Let's quit while we're behind. Yeah.
Great seeing you.
Good
great
to see
seeing you.
You
all.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in to anybody. Thank you to our dudes. We got Wilson and Austin. Can't forget to thank them for all their hard work. So thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
Very much.
Just found out Wilson and I are basically family, so we're gonna go explore that.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
For another time, we'll bring that out.
Yeah. Your family,
basically
family connection.
Yes.
Gotta love family.
Yeah, small world.
We better go see ours.
Everybody around here knows. It's Prescott.
I know.
You're bound to have this happen more often than not, you know?
Well, it's kind of like all our guests, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So few degrees of separation here in Prescott.
Yeah.
Very few degrees of separation.
Right. You know? Right.
We all know one another.
Yeah.
We have had an influx of migrants from California recently.
And other places,
always.
I'm sure, right?
Always.
I always feel bad for them when I ask somebody. They're like, we're from California, but not those ones. And whatever. I'm not the guy that's going to yell at you for being from California. Yeah, but man, there is some heat out there on those that have come. Like, there's a sign. There's like a sticker or something on the light pole at right there, coming out of Trader Joe's.
Oh yeah,
and it's like a note, a message to Californians, and it's
really
not, yeah, it's not a nice.
It's on
one.
My drive back.
But it's more if you're eastbound and down.
Eastbound and down.
Yeah.
You and your plums.
Yeah. Juicy plums.
The bluish hue. Okay. I will stop by Trader Joe's.
There you go.
I like to stop by.
Yeah. Say hey to Trey.
Yeah. Say hi to Trey.
Yeah.
He'll be on Trey. Our show soon.
Yes, he will.
Ben, you're the best.
Oh, man.
I mean, The Rock's the best, but you're the second best.
And you're the third best. So
thanks.
No, I mean,
my muscles are itchy again.
They sure do move a lot.
Yeah. Then why is that?
Don't worry about it. Well, till next time, thanks for tuning in.
Stay ripped.
Yeah, stay ripped.
Stay swole.
Stay swole. Stay working out or whatever you do, or not. Listen in to Waiting on a Phone Call wherever you find podcasts and connect with us through Facebook and Instagram at Waiting on a Phone Call Podcast.
You can also tune in to news, updates, and information from Prescott, Arizona on Cast 11, Prescott's number one podcast network.